Joan Davis Show. Joanie's Tea Room, featuring Wally Brown, Verna Felton, Sharon Douglas, Pat McGeehan, Ben Gage, the Delta Rhythm Boys, Jack Meekin and his music, and of course the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Joanie's Tea Room, Joan Davis speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Parsons.
No, I don't seem to be making any headway with my dream man, Dr. Crenshaw. But I'm going to ask my cousin Cornelia to help me. She's had a lot of husbands, you know. With her, marriage was a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. Yeah, take-it-or-leave-it. After she got her first two husbands, she decided to try for four. Yeah, she's had so many husbands that the last time she went to the altar, instead of, oh, promise me, the choir sang, I love a parade.
Swanville, USA, today. Today we find Joan Davis seated at the breakfast table, lovesick and forlorn. There she sits, a pathetic figure of a girl with a pathetic figure. Across the table, completely aware of Joan's unhappiness, sits her sweet old cousin Cornelia. Silently, they both reach for a piece of toast. As their hands meet, the kind old lady speaks.
Let go of that piece of toast! He wouldn't be interested in a girl with your family background.
Well, what's the matter with my family background?
Have you forgotten your Uncle Sylvester?
Well, there's nothing wrong with Uncle Sylvester. He was a great American. During the early massacres, he supplied the pioneers with guns so they could fight the Indians.
But I thought he sold guns to the Indians.
Only because he loved a fair fight.
Gee, Cousin Cornelia, can't you give me some advice about men? After all, you've had so many husbands.
Oh, I didn't have so many. Altogether, there was, Morris, Mortimer, Frederick, Frank, Lucifer, Lawrence, Walter, William, Waldo, and Winchester.
Thank you, Mrs. F. E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
But honest, Cousin Cornelia, how did you attract so many men?
Well, Joni, my success is based on the old saying. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
He's sort of a cook's tour, huh?
All men love a good cook.
Yeah? But I still think a man is more interested in romance than food.
Don't you believe it. A man may tell you when he looks in your eyes that he sees a raging fire.
Yes?
But if you can't throw a steak on that fire, sister, you're a dead pigeon.
Oh, gee, I didn't realize food was so important.
Why, of course it is. Three of my husbands married me from a pot roast alone.
I thought they married you for your spare ribs.
Well, hello, Miss Davis.
Well, Barbara Weatherby, come on in, Bev. Make yourself at home.
Why, you amaze me, Miss Davis. You know, I had your friend, Dr. Crenshaw, over for dinner last night, so, well, I didn't expect to find you so utterly cordial today.
Oh, I'm not the jealous type, Babs. Won't you pull up an electric chair and sit down?
No, thanks. I just dropped in for a short spell.
All right. C-A-T. That was a short spell, wasn't it?
Well, anyhow, I got news for you, Babs. I've just decided to invite Dr. Crenshaw over to my house for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've got a battle for him with food, I'm ready to fight you.
Oh, fight me? Oh, but you're so severe, darling. The dinner I arranged for Dr. Crenshaw was a gourmet's delight, replete with domestic and imported delicacies. But what sort of food could you fight me with?
Well, how about meatballs at 40 paces?
Meatballs? Miss Davis, you don't have the slightest conception of what to serve a gentleman of Dr. Crenshaw's standing. For example, for the main course last night, I served him a special dish of my own called Rice Surprise.
Rice Surprise?
Yes. It looks just like a bowl of ordinary rice. But when you remove the rice, do you know what's under it?
Artichoke?
He usually is, you know. Certainly. But what is under the rice bed?
Young roast pheasant. You see, that's Dr. Crenshaw's favorite dish, you know.
Oh, I didn't know, but thanks for the tip, Bev. That's what I'm going to serve him when he comes over to eat dinner with me.
Oh, how absurd. How do you think you're going to get a pheasant, you peasant? Good day.
Pheasant. Peasant. She's pretty unpleasant. Isn't she? Well, here comes my brother-in-law, Serena's.
Hello, young man.
Hello, Serena's. What are you doing with the shotgun?
Oh, Wally Brown and me were out hunting.
Hunting?
Yes, I love hunting. Sure. My brother and me used to get up at 4 o'clock every morning and go hunting.
Well, what did you and your brother go hunting for?
My father.
You went hunting for your father with a gun?
Sure.
Loaded?
He usually was.
Oh, fine, fine.
Say, Serena's, Oh, hello, Johnny.
Hello, Wally.
Say, you want to see what Serena's and I got while we were out hunting?
Well, not now, Wally. I got to go out and get some pheasant for dinner tonight.
Gee, you never served pheasant before.
Served it? I don't even know what a pheasant looks like. But if roast pheasant is what Dr. Crenshaw likes, that's what he's going to get.
Dr. Crenshaw?
Yeah, I got to go and get my shopping bag.
She gives Dr. Crenshaw roast pheasant. That's the end. The best Johnny ever gave me was chicken. And that was the end, too.
Hey, Wally, what am I going to do with this crow we shot? Boiling or frying?
Oh, no, Serena's. People don't eat crows.
My father ate crows.
Fried or boiled?
He usually was.
Serena's, a crow tastes terrible. Nobody wants to eat a... Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Wally?
Joni said she doesn't know what a pheasant looks like, huh? Well, that gives me an idea how to break up a romance with Crenshaw.
Well, I just called Dr. Crenshaw, and he said he'd love to have dinner with me. And now all I got to do is go to the butcher's and get that pheasant.
Joni, I got news for you. You don't have to go to the butcher for pheasant.
What do you mean?
Serena's, show Joni that pheasant we shot.
Pheasant? But Wally...
Now, wait a minute. Don't argue with me. Show Joni that pheasant.
But Joni,
now, Serena's, don't argue with Wally. Let me see that pheasant.
Okay, Joni. Here it is.
Well, I didn't know pheasants had black feathers.
Oh, these have been flying around in the Los Angeles smog.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Wally, you know something? You're so unselfish. Even though you're jealous of Dr. Crenshaw, you're still willing to give him your pheasant.
Well, I can't think of anybody I'd rather give the bird to.
Oh, well, you know, but I'm afraid this little pheasant won't be enough for a big man like Dr. Crenshaw.
Oh, well, there's plenty more. I got this one. Let's go out and shoot some.
Swell. See, I'll get my hat and coat, and I'll be right with you, Wally.
Boy, am I going to mess up this love match. Joni doesn't know it, but Dr. Crenshaw is going to eat crow tonight.
talking. My baby done left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Now if I had been scheming, instead of just dreaming, she'd never have left me. Just a sitting and a rocking. Now sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a thing to blow my papa. Now if I don't find her, I hope you remind her that I'm taking where she left me. Just a sitting and rocking all day.
Never go out walking. Never hear me talking.
She left me just a sitting and a rocking all day.
I sit and rock and rock and rock and rock,
sitting and a rocking.
Oh, 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 oh.
Delta Rhythm Boys may have stopped us sitting in a rockin', but there's still plenty of rockin' in the life of Joan Davis. Today, Joan invited her heartbeat, handsome Dr. Crenshaw, to a roast pheasant dinner in her tea room. So at the moment, she is out with Wally Brown on a pheasant hunt. But Joan knows absolutely nothing about Wally's plot to throw a monkey wrench into her dinner with Dr. Crenshaw. Moreover, Joan knows absolutely nothing about the fact that what Wally Brown has told her are pheasants are really crows. In fact, the more we look at her, the more we realize Joan Davis knows absolutely nothing. Led to a huge flock of crows by her two massive hunting dogs, Joan now takes aim and fires.
You got them both, Joanie.
Yeah, I shot the dogs. Now, how do I get pheasants?
No, you didn't shoot the dogs, Joanie. You didn't even shoot the pheasants. They flew away. If you really want to get some, here, throw this horn like this.
What good is that, Wally?
Well, when a pheasant hears it, he'll think it's the love call of another pheasant, and he'll feel so romantic he'll come right over to you.
Well, if he thinks I'm going to kiss him, he's crazy.
Hey, here comes a flock of them, Joanie. Fire away.
That Joan Davis is hunting pheasant out of season. Yes. And as game warden, I think it's your duty to come over to the tea room right away. Oh, I can't talk to you anymore now. She's coming in. Goodbye.
Well, hello, Miss Davis. Any luck on your pheasant hunt?
Oh, yeah, we got 6 beautiful birds, and Wally was sweet enough to take the feathers off of them, too.
Yeah.
Aren't they cute?
Oh, those don't look like pheasants to me, Mr. Brown. I don't think you know what a pheasant is.
I do, too. A pheasant is a pigeon that saved its money.
Wally, if that's one of your jokes, you better save yours. Now, you better start cooking these birds.
All right, Joanie.
Oh, Miss Davis, you'll never match the dinner I served Dr. Crenshaw. Besides roast pheasants, we also had canapé royale, consommé madeleine, and peach melba. Oh, and oh, yes, I left out the tea.
Well, why don't you leave out Dr. Crenshaw? You don't care for him like I do.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. When I'm with him, I find my emotions soaring. I literally rise to the heavens. But when I'm alone, I sink.
You left out the tea again. Well, as long as you've invited yourself for dinner, Babs, how about putting these place cards around the table, then?
Very well, Miss Davis.
Let's see. Dr. Crenshaw will sit here, and I'll sit on the right side of Dr. Crenshaw.
And who will sit on the left side of Dr. Crenshaw?
Me.
Wait a minute. How can you sit on both sides of Dr. Crenshaw?
I'll commute. Oh, here he comes down the street. I better go at the door and greet him.
Oh, Miss Davis, why don't you let me greet him? After all, I have the proper technique. When he came to my mansion last evening, there was I, poised at the door, looking utterly glamorous in a new gown and coyly peeking over an oriental fan.
Well, never mind, Babs. I'll handle this my own way.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Hiya, Doc. I mean, John, Dr. Crenshaw. Won't you pull up a Gregory and peck?
Miss Davis, you look so coy.
What'd you say?
You look so coy. What is that you're peeking over?
A fly swatter. An oriental fly swatter. For tsetse flies.
Miss Davis, I find you a charming hostess. May I kiss your hand?
Well, of course. May I kiss yours?
Well, if you'll excuse me, Miss Davis, I'd like to hang up my coat.
Oh, it's my guest, Mr. Potts. Come in, Mr. Potts.
Well, let's not waste any time. Where are the birds?
Say, this bird is pretty hungry. Who invited him?
I did, Miss Davis. And I think it would be interesting for you to know that pheasant hunting is out of season. And my friend, Mr. Potts, is the game warden.
The game warden?
Yes. Well, come into the dining room, Mr. Potts. You may as well enjoy a good pheasant dinner before transacting your official business.
Man, that's not a bad idea. Hey, Johnny!
Oh, Wally, am I in trouble?
No, you're not.
Yes,
that
I am.
That game warden can't lock you up for shooting pheasant out of season.
But why not?
Because those aren't pheasants. They're crows.
Crows?
Crows! Yeah, you see, I was so jealous of Dr. Crenshaw, I made up my mind to ruin his dinner.
Well, gosh, I don't care about Barbara Weatherby or Mr. Potts, but I can't let Dr. Crenshaw eat that crow.
We are waiting, Miss Davis.
Coming, Mother.
Well, now that we're all together, as guest of honor, I think Dr. Crenshaw should be the first to sample the pheasant.
I'm in favor of that idea. I'm famished. I can't wait to start eating this delicious pheasant.
Hey, Doc.
What?
Forget the pheasants. Let me fix you some scrambled eggs, huh?
Oh, no, Miss Davis. You can't do that to me. Every time I look at this tempting pheasant, I'm carried away.
If you eat it, you will be. Take the scrambled eggs, Doc.
I don't know, folks. This pheasant looks mighty peculiar to me.
Well, we'll soon find out. Will you call, Dr. Crenshaw?
Very well. We shall commence. Knife.
Knife, Dr. Crenshaw.
Fork.
Fork, Dr. Crenshaw.
Pheasant.
Scrambled eggs, Dr. Crenshaw.
I said pheasant. I love pheasant. Just wait till I sink my teeth in this bird.
Just wait till you try to pull them out. Have some pheasant, Babs.
I'm not eating, thank you.
Well, how about you, Mr. Potts?
Well, I'll taste it.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever tasted fowl before?
Nothing as foul as this. I'm not eating any more.
Well, you're eating it, Dr. Crenshaw. How do you like it, Dr. Crenshaw? Dr. Crenshaw? Oh.
Oh, pardon me. I had such a big mouthful, I couldn't talk.
Well, how do you like it?
I think it's delicious. Oh,
you do? You really think it's delicious? Do you, Dr. Crenshaw? Well, Dr. Crenshaw.
Pardon me. I had another big mouthful. It's superb.
Well, if it's really that good, I've simply got to eat mine.
There, you see, now you've convinced him to eat it, Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw. Well, don't just sit there with your head in the mashed potatoes.
Speak to me, Dr. Crenshaw. He's unconscious.
Oh, Wally, go get a doctor for the doctor.
Okay. Well, in the meanwhile, we'd better give him some air.
I should say so. Help me carry him outside, Mr. Potts. Mr. Potts. Oh, come on, Babs. You
take care of Mr. Potts, and I'll take Dr. Crenshaw outside.
That won't be necessary, Miss Davis. I'm all right now, and I'll take care of Mr. Potts.
But Dr. Crenshaw...
Yes, I'm all right, too. Just get our coats, Miss Davis.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Get Mr. Potts and Dr. Crenshaw their coats, Wally. Wally. Oh, no!
Great Scott, Wally has turned green. Miss Davis, did he eat crows, too?
No, Doc, he ate the scrambled eggs.
Johnny again.
So you see, Serena, the whole night was spoiled. Dr. Crenshaw got very sick eating roasted crow.
My father got sick from eating crow once.
Was it roasted?
No.
Barbecued?
No.
Stewed?
He usually was.
Good night, everybody.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.